Croeso and welcome to Tales for Wales, the pod that never fails to give you a snippet of the good stuff, a taste of that Welsh clog-eye gold, a peek behind the VIP curtain, because this is a Patreon episode, baby!
Yeah, baby! Patreon, baby! Which is so, how we start every Patreon episode.
Yes, if you're not a Patreon member, you're missing out because we don't have proper intros in that. We just go, are you ready?
Patreon, yeah, baby!
Go, Patreon, baby! And then we crack on.
Because we're Lucy, because we're Goosey. And to show how loosey-goosey we are, me and Jack just had a 10-minute argument about storage and cloud details.
We did. I think it's the most heated I've ever been with you.
I know. And even then, it was so polite. You went, I hate to accuse you of patronising me.
I didn't.
No, you're just thinking posture. You're like, I wouldn't dare accuse you of patronising.
I dare not. I didn't want to be like, listen here, you fucking patronising prick.
I was a bit grumpy as well, but I knew you were, well, you went wrong. You just didn't know the truth. You were just ignorant.
I just didn't
know
the truth. That's, you sound like any of the wrongdoers in history. You were just ignorant of the truth.
We can't judge the past by today's morals.
Judge you. I don't blame you with your upbringing.
You have so you kept referencing a computer, put it to storage.
He knows no better.
Yeah, so that was the closest we've come to an argument, I think, in our entire friendship.
Again, so civil. Yeah. As well.
No. I think you're not quite right there. Equivalent to saying, you listen here. I know the storage. I am the cloud.
Corporate email talk. As per my last email. Listen here, you fucking prick. I just told you.
Yeah. That's funny, isn't it? It's like, we weren't even like, I mean, it was me and you, so it was incredibly nice to each other.
Well,
but that's probably
for me and you, that's like tense as hell, though, isn't it? We're going, oh my god, it's about to kick off now.
I was a bit. I don't think either of us came out of that shining great. We were so petty and pedantic over such a small thing. No. I don't quite think you're right.
You know what? Let's fuck this new intro off, shall we? And let's go to bed.
We just came off the back of a really fun episode. It's an already interesting episode. And it's completely mad.
Squandered all that positive energy. Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, anyway, we're in a good mood.
Somebody doesn't quite understand how storage works within the cloud.
I don't know. There's a computer in the cloud.
Someone thinks your computer is where your files are saved.
Don't even start with
me. I think that's one of the funniest quotes you've ever said. I'd hate to assume you're patronising.
I'd hate to accuse you of patronising me. But
sounds to me, that's so good.
I didn't realise how condescending that actually came across as well. Like, I was trying to be really nice and being like, I'm not going to just go, right, don't patronise me for fuck's sake.
But I kind of was as well. I was like, do you not know what the computer... You keep saying the word computer. And
who is this man who speaks to me as though he knows what a cloud is?
Who is this man who talks about storage as if I needed his advice?
Look, at least we've got those positive vibes back by riffing on the very civil argument we just had. You're like a Jehovah's Witness and a very polite person at the door, like insisting on the whether we're leaving, but you have to just be really delicate with it.
So that was bizarre. That was such, and also, me and you never really. I mean, you're so laid back. And I think I'm getting like a lot more chilled, and like we don't really we never argue.
Yeah, and no. I think it's I was going to say then it's just like it's such an unusual thing for us to have such a diametrically opposed opinion on something that we go I don't think that is right, and and also we're such good friends. I wouldn't care if you went, oh, shut the fuck up, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, I would be able to take that, and I'm sure you'd be able to take it in reverse.
I think it's because you're usually also the IT guy. You're like, you are better with that stuff. But it's because I had like previous experience
didn't like being gazumped by by you. And yeah, you're the kind of guy, when we used to live together, be like, what's a router? And I'm like, how's he doing? Once you got Google on your side, you're like, I've just Googled it. I know it's right.
I cannot tell you how good I felt when I read support.google.com, and one of the questions in the Google Drive help community came to my beck and call. And then we were doing live tests, and my test came out correct. And I was, I felt like Llewellyn himself, conqueror.
Llewellyn brain led to my downfall, if you listened to the last episode.
Yeah, funny. Anyway, this is a quick intro.
not that quick, but yeah, quickish.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, it's 5 minutes already. This is to give you a peek behind the magician's cock. What are we doing this for again?
We're doing it for, because we're doing a very special little taster of the Patreon. So for the people who don't know, we've got a Patreon, we got a few tiers, you get extra episodes and shit like that if you subscribe to the Jibber Jabber or the Taily tier, and we personally think that this, one of our latest Taily ones, was a bloody good one. So we thought, you know what, we'll give you, I was about to say shit munchers, I don't mean that, I mean
we say shit munchers all the time, so it's a bit of a parlance.
It's a term of endearment, you're fine. But yeah, for the people who just listen to the free stuff on Spotify and Apple and all that, we thought we'd give you a little taster of the sort of shit we talk about on the Patreon, because it's very unstructured these days, isn't it? We haven't got like a singular sort of theme for everything. We just kind of wing it.
Yeah, it's a bit more loosey-goosey. Mm. And you get like cool things. So the next few episodes of Patreon are going to be Patreon members content. So some people have given us some details about where they're from, so we're going to do deep dive into history from their area. So if you join, we'll do real research where you're from and just have a bit of bants. But really, like we say 100 times, we really, 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 really appreciate those who help keep the lights on and submit, who pay on the Patreon. But we equally just love anybody who listens. So this, I don't like it when podcasts try and like strong arm people into paying. It's amazing and really generous of those who do, and those who don't, you're still absolutely adored, and we really appreciate you listening to us.
Considering we started this thinking no one basically would be interested in us fucking waffling about, you know, the fact that we've got so many of you, it warms our little cockle up. So,
and the Patreon means we can keep doing this and not be broke, and means we can reinvest into the pod. So what we're saying is we love you all, and we're very grateful to the Patreon members for keeping the lights on and all that shenanigans.
Yes, and we're so grateful to every listener in general that we're giving you the paid for episode for free this time around, because A, we love you, and B, we also need to give us a bit of breathing room to record more episodes in time, because we squandered our lead as usual.
Yeah, we fucking tortoise and hared it, didn't we?
we were both the hare at one point, and then we switched to being the tortoise. Yeah.
No, we were both tortoise. I don't know.
How does that work? Yeah, does he know?
I think we were the one plodding along. It doesn't quite work, but we'll...
Basically, we were ahead, and then we thought we were so far ahead, we don't need to record any. Not ahead anymore. Yeah, we took 6 weeks off.
We came back as people obsessed about storage and cloud databases.
Yeah, become the thing we hated the most.
Nerds, man. Nerds.
Losers. The sweat and the details. Yeah. But yeah, so enjoy this episode. It's one we think is a goodie. One of our finest, I think, of the Patreon lot. It's the bottom barrel. You should join and listen to
it. Well, I would say they've all been really fun. I really like the first Patreon episode, because that's absolutely mad. And I really like the pints episode.
We talk about all the important subjects. So if you do fancy listening to it, join the Patreon. If not, by all means, keep listening to the freebies, because we're doing this for a long time. We're in it for a long, long time. So the content isn't going to dry up anytime soon.
Yeah. All right. Diolch yn fawr and enjoy the episode.
Diolch. Enjoy. Ta-ra-ta-ra-ta.
I forgot how we start the Patreon, but it's something like
we normally just go, "Welcome to the Patreon, baby."
Oh, okay. Welcome to the Patreon, baby. This is so today's episode, we're trying to find the theme tune to Tales of Wales, because we've long
was that the whole thing? I just thought we would dabble in the Tales of Wales theme tune, but also have some fun.
I think we're a democracy here at Tales of Wales, so we're going to play a bunch of songs that we then need you to decide what you reckon should be the contender. But also we can rotate our our songs. But to give, to help the brand, we're going to have a recognizable song. And me and Jack have spent the best part of a week coming up using this fucking amazing website that helps you generate songs. And what's so funny, I listened to John Richardson's podcast, right? And someone sent in a song to them because they didn't like their intro music. So they went, oh, you should have this instead. I've created this song for you. Like, and they said it like they were the musicians. And I heard it for like a week and I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's like, imagine having like a fan base that would make you a song. And then I listened to it today. And I thought, fuck, I know that. That's AI, because you can tell for sure, because AI can't always say the lyrics quite right, and it has the same chord riffs. And then on the same episode, I was going to email them saying, hey, do you know that person who said they made that song was AI? And then halfway through, they got an email saying, do you know that was AI? So people can obviously tell when songs are made by AI. So
Like, oh, to explain to the listening audience we have not made these songs.
Sorry,
it is,
I get too excited.
AI. It's a thing called, it's this website called Suno. You can make like AI songs with a prompt type thing. Put your lyrics in and stuff if you want as well.
So.
Yeah, ChatGPT, but for like, but for songs. But it's, I don't know what you thought about this, right? But when I listened to it and when I was making these songs, I thought I can sort of understand why artists are a little bit worried.
Well,
because although they're not great and they do, you know, they mess up the lyrics and it's the same kind of fucking riffs every time, but it sounds like music you've kind of heard.
What it does do is it gets rid of needing, like, so lots of musicians will do a bunch of songs that they then sell for things like adverts, things like adverts on the internet, like sting music on a phone call, all that stuff. All the incidental music you hear in the background of things, that's like, you know, non-offensive, not real. It's taking work away from that, those kind of artists, because now you don't need that. Like for us, for example, if we were going to go on a website and pay someone to make us an intro, we wouldn't do that now, because you just do this. But it's never going to reach like the charts, because it's just so generic and obvious. But we've decided that we're going to try our best to come up with a intro, and we want your help in deciding what it is. So we've done a bunch, and we'll probably come back to this idea because it was so much fun. But I've got like 9 I really like, but we're not going to play all 9 tonight. I'm going to do 3, and Jack's going to do 3. And then we'll discuss them afterwards, and they're like different variations. The way it works, like Jack says, you come up with a prompt. You say, like, okay, I would like a song about Wales, a podcast about Wales hosted by 2 people who like alcohol, Carlin and Rum, and also include references to Welsh history, mythology, blah blah blah.
And you can say things like, I want it to be like you said, like I want it to be like punk rock, I want it to be glam rock, I want it to be country.
You can
sort of like tweak it like that.
You could also come up with your own lyrics, which me and my 2 mates, Fletch and Coxie, when we were getting smashed one night, Coxie's a really good musician, so he wrote a Tales of Wales song himself with the lyrics that we helped up with. Yeah, so me, him and Fletcher wrote the lyrics, and Coxie played it on his guitar. And I got recording of it, but I never want to release that because I sound fucking awful. But I've taken the lyrics from there and I've put them into to Suno.
And made Suno sing it for you.
Exactly, yeah. So should we start with that one first? With the
Go on then, yeah. Have you got, I don't suppose you have the lyrics up as well.
Yeah,
do you?
I do, yeah.
Like, so I can read along.
Yeah,
can,
we'll post these. See, if anyone at home can see the lyrics as well, because it doesn't always pronounce things properly. And I tried to get it to say Welsh words, so I had to do like...
Oh mate, yeah. I when it gets to mine, I had to try and think about phonetically.
Yeah,
you know, to like try and make it say it right.
Can you see my screen now, Jack?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this?
Do it.
So maybe we could. It won't be very long. So maybe we'll chat after it plays. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello there, Barney B, heroes of Welsh history. 2 drunk men telling tales of this land we call Wales. Lord George or David, I won. Have an orgy on and the story of Sue Ann from Wales.
Have an orgy on, I love it.
Join our clan.
Brilliant. absolutely brilliant.
It's class, isn't it? And it riffs so off for a bit.
And very, very Sum 41.
Yeah, I know. And which is my favourite kind of music. Yeah. Yeah, so that is the first one. What do you think of that? David Owen!
David Owen! And when it went, go back to the, I want to see the lyrics.
So it's meant to say,
Mabby, Mabby and OG on.
So I've written here, Mab space IN space OG / EON. Let's see what it comes up with.
David Uwein, Iwan.
Mabby OG on. Hello there.
I got one. It's not one of my select three, but I did one about Bar TV. Try and get it to make Bar TV, it was like I had to do B-A-R-T-E-E.
Yeah.
And the was T-H-E-E. Well, so and it sort of sounds similar.
So, but also, I try to get it to rhyme. Lloyd George or David Iwan, Mabin Ogion and the story of Sue Ann. But it says here, the story of Sue Ann. But if you hear the start of it again, the start of it starts with Ho Ol Dda or Bar TV. So listen.
Ho of Vow was good, man.
Yeah, so I spelt ho.
Oh, you did, you did exactly the same thing I did class. For Ho of Vow.
So
ho well da.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Ho well da, Barty B, heroes of Welsh history.
It's not bad, is it?
Mate, in one of mine, I tried to get it to say Amalheed. Fuck me.
That was in mine. I took that out of mine. Because that's originally me and our original one.
Mate, it took a lot of I had to prompt the English AI to try and say that.
And then sticking
that was
on
good,
the,
man, that's class.
The pop punk theme, I asked it to come up with a just with its own lyrics, and so not my one. So
they raise a glass and tales of old. From mountains to valleys, stories unfold. The podcast pumping.
The podcast pumping. I love it.
Heads held up high.
That's amazing.
I think it goes on for a little bit.
I know, they do like the little outros, don't they? Can you go back a little bit? It's that first verse. I want to see. There was a great lyric in there. Oh, that was it. Sipping on rums, sipping on Carlin. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
We can maybe go through a few more than we were, because they go through quite quick, don't we?
You know what? Let's do our three. You do your three, mine do my three. And then if we got a little bit of time at the end, we can do some little bonus tracks.
So this is a folk version of...
So, sorry, mate. Just to before this one starts, have you done... Are these all trying to be Tales from Wales theme songs?
Yeah.
Ah, right. See, I know you said to do that, and I've done a couple.
What are you?
No, remember, because I remember you saying... I said, remember this, right?
I remember saying,
let's maybe do a load of songs and pick the best. And you said, oh, and then maybe we can do like a Tales from Wales theme song. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll absolutely include
What was your plan going to be? Just a Welsh history thing?
Well, just do like, so I've done ones about Welsh history, ones about boozing, and then there's ones about actual Tales from Wales, like I wanted to be the, potential theme song. So I've got a few things, but... crack on anyway.
I think they should be pod related to make it a bit more on brand. But anyway, we'll see how. What's this?
Oh, they are. They're all about Welsh history. Yeah. They're all about.
I'm sure it's fine, but you haven't fucked it up again, have you?
Exactly.
So this one here is the same lyrics my ones I wrote myself.
Classic Ho Well Da. Was this the number two that they do?
No. So I asked them to make a folk version. So the first one I did was I wrote the lyrics. Second one they did it themselves. This one I wrote the lyrics, but I asked it to make a folksy song, like a. So you'll hear it now.
Well done, Bar TV, heroes of Welsh history. Two drunk men telling tales of this land we call Wales. Lloyd
Mabinogion, baby. Coffee, I like that.
Forgotten folks was telling jokes, still in Thomas Aberfan. Want Welsh history, then join our clan. Welcome to Tales for Wales.
It's a banger, isn't it?
It's well good.
I got better at writing it phonetically. It so
Kofior Treweryn is cough. Yeah. Kofior Treweryn.
I spelled this one out for it. So like this one here pronounced it slightly better. Also, I said here, for Wales, see England. That's like, it's a famous thing. So when they do like encyclopedias, Wales had such poor standing in the international community. When it came to like the Encyclopedia for Wales or whatever, it just said, for Wales, see England. Could be, they thought it was the exact same thing as England. Yeah. So I included that if you're wondering why. But what do you think of this one? It's an absolute heartfelt banger.
I know, I love it, mate. Yeah. It's great.
You're there.
They were, mate.
Sorry.
It brings a tear to the eye.
I know, yeah. Do you want to hit me with one of yours?
Go on then, right. You stop sharing, I'll check mine now. So the first one I'll do is one of the ones I did for the actual, what did I say, the theme song, or like a theme song attempt, right? I'll do it on Suno so you can see the lyrics, actually. This is like a power ballad sort of thing. I really loved it when I made it. Where is it? There we are. Which one is it? This one. Right, ready? And let me know if you can't.
It sounds
hear
a bit
this,
watery at the moment. Oh no. Can you turn it down a bit?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah. Let me start that again, shall I? Tell me if this is. All right.
In the land of leeks and sheep, where the valleys run deep, grab a pint of gold, let the stories unfold. Tales for Wales, let the legends be told. Kick back, my friend, the amber in hand, as we drink our way through this ancient land.
Can you play it through, not this, because it keeps like cutting out a little bit? Can you play it downloaded?
What's there? Yeah, go on then. All right.
So when I was playing it, was it like cutting out when I was talking?
It was when you were talking, it was like dipping down a bit, but you could still hear it.
So,
but I thought that wouldn't be a problem for listeners because we'll just
maybe I want to hear this though because it sounds like a banger.
Okay. It's a mate. It sounds like Michael Bolton or something like that. I was like, I was fucking like Tales for Wales.
Play it, but right, skip
I'll do it,
a little
I'll do it
bit.
On the real thing.
So we're not editing these. Yeah, hang on. So
hang on. How is that all right?
A little bit quieter. Yeah.
How's that? And I'll put the lyrics up as well. In the lands of leek and sheep.
I can see it.
Like, thanks,
yeah.
AI. Yeah.
Friend,
the amber in hand. Tales for Wales. Goes through another circle, I think. Tales. Where the valleys run deep. Grab a pint of gold. Let the stories unfold.
Outrageous.
It gets very, yeah. This one, I only edited the lyrics ever so slightly.
Just play it again from the start.
the amber in hand was that's all AI. Like all of, most of it's AI. The only bits I said was let the empty cans chime. That's mine. Oh, there we are. Anyway, so that's my one of mine. Oh yeah, but you ended it, didn't it? The next one, what was the one I wanted to do? It was, oh, this one isn't for a Tales for Wales thing. This is a song about you that I made. Okay. It's called The Salt King.
Okay. Don't try not to speak over it because it cut out loads and I want to hear it.
Oh, sorry. All right, I'll try and keep quiet. But this is, yeah, so for the listeners, this is a song about Franks, The Salt King. If you're a long listener to the pod, you know you love salt, right? I'll put the, hang on, let me get the lyrics up here first so I can switch to it quick. Right. I'll put it on now. And this, sorry, the prompt I want to give to you this was, I put in, here we are, a folk ballad about a legend known as the Salt King. Make reference to his impossible sodium levels, how pepperoni is for the weak, and how his bedposts are salt licks. Right, brace yourself.
In a land far away, where the rivers do wind, there
it's my kind of music
lived
as well.
A legend, a king of his kind. They called him the Salt King, his heart made of gold, but his blood ran salty, his stories unfold. His sodium levels, they reach for the sky. The doctors all puzzled, they couldn't know why. His taste buds were fierce, like a fire they burned. Pepperoni to him, it was for the weak who yearned. Oh, the Salt King, ruler of the brine. His bedposts were salt licks, the rarest of kind. He walked with a swagger, a pinch in his stride. The Salt King, a legend forever will rise.
That was outstanding.
Mate.
Is that the one you're proudest of?
No, mate. I didn't write a single fucking lyric for that, right? I just put in the prompt and it did that on its own. And I remember thinking, fuck me, that was good. I thought that was so good. No, this one I'm going to do now, this one I'm proud of, right? I put in like some lyrics and then made it generate around it. And then I basically did all the lyrics for it. And then I did, like, I don't know if you noticed on the thing, you can like extend it. So it gives you about, what, 2 minutes usually? Yeah.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it gives you about, oh, well, like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then you can extend it, right? And use one of your credits to extend it. So I did that. So I got two verses out of it in a chorus. And then I edited it together myself because I was so fucking proud of it. This is about being hungover, okay? And I think you'll like it. Let me have a look now. You ready? See, I've got I'm hungover bored. Again, part one, part two, full version. Ready?
Stick and head watery dumps. Can't find my way, a hungover chump. Searching for a water, guts or mess. People passing me by, I just want to grant. Can't help but wonder why I did it again. Took it too far drinking with friends. I dare not check my phone, anxiety looming. A million texts and missed calls, the misses is fuming.
I thought it was a genuine
banger. I thought it was a genuine banger.
It's mad how good they are, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I genuinely thought like that Hungover Again one. I just think that's a banger. I'd listen to that.
Yeah. All right, should I play a couple more before we? I got a couple more I can play.
Hang on, let me stop doing my... Yeah, you do a couple, and then I got a couple more then.
Right, let me just share the entire screen and audio share. Okay, so I'm going to go for this one. Oh, is it this one? Oh, yeah. So do you remember your Christmas episode? You said people should watch, like, the... what was it called? Like the Christmas.
It was Christmas Carol, wasn't it?
And they visit like a church, don't they? Like they go, and it's like it's quite moving where it's like full of good actors. You want to explain the scene a little bit?
It's Christmas Carol remake, and like they sort of make it a bit more gothic. And one of the scenes in this one, in this story, Scrooge was part of like a mining corporation. He scrimped on timber, which led to a mining collapse in Wales. And as one of the punishments, like the ghost of Christmas, I think it's present, takes him to Christmas Day. It's a memorial service for all the people who died there, and it's in Wales. And they're all singing a very lovely Welsh song called... what's it? Something Lan, I can't think of what it's called now, but it's very lovely, and it's like beautifully sung, you know, it's like a choir and everything like that, and it's so I'm assuming you're doing something based on like that Welsh choir.
We've dropped that in the episode before on our Christmas episode, but I thought I'd try and recreate that vibe. So here's
Sealgan, that's what it's called. Sealgan, sorry.
Two drunk fools with hearts of gold, telling tales of legends old in the land of Wales, where stories unfold. Tales for Wales by the fire they're told.
Tales for Wales.
From Caernarfon Castle to Cardiff Bay, they'll take you on a journey, come what may. Through the valleys green and mountains high, their laughter and accents filling the sky. Tales for Wales, a podcast for the ages, uncovering history's forgotten pages. With humour and charm, they'll make you smile. Come along with them, mile after mile.
It's a nice churchy ballad. I'll jump beautiful. In to another one. You're the Witcher.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to get one like.
With hearts of gold, telling tales of.
the album art. No one can see this, but it's brilliant.
In the land of Wales, where stories unfold, tales for Wales by the fire they're told. Castle to Cardiff Bay, they'll take you on a journey, come what may. Through the valleys green and mountains high, their laughter and accents filling the sky. Tales for Wales, a podcast for the ages.
So those are the, they're the two same versions. The one I played a minute ago and that are the same lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Is it like the same?
Yeah.
Basically, for people who don't know about Suno, when you give a prompt, it gives you two songs, doesn't it?
Yeah. And my last one I'll play is a hip-hop version.
Oh, wow.
Two drunk idiots and three aficionados. Tales for Wales, where the knowledge flows from Cardiff to Caernarfon. The legends grow in the land of dragons, where the stories unfold. In Aberystwyth type tales of the great Owen Glyndwr, a warrior king fighting for what he deserved. From the valleys of Rhondda to the Brecon Beacons, we dive
Brecon Beacons.
Tales that are speaking. Two lovable fools with beer in their hands, spitting history in a way that demands. From land unknown to Swansea, a treasure trove of battles and castles as the story.
How good is that?
Oh god, I was just about to say, any musicians worried about AI taking your jobs, if you're in the fucking hip hop genre, I think you're all right. You're all right for a little bit.
If Owen Glyndwr,
yeah, from Slant did know, yo. That was good.
The Brecon Beacons.
The Brecon Beacons. That's actually brilliant. Right. All right, you stop sharing that and I'll share my last couple now. One of them is a Tales for Wales potential theme song. Well, I'd put it in anyway. And this is one where I did like loads of having to try and do the Welsh in English, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like I had to like trick the AI into doing the English. Sorry, the Welsh. Yeah. Try and find the thing now for it.
Already a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Welsh history, what will we find? The bold, blind, willing, William Bryce's lost mind. Sign to uncover the mystery. Learn about the big swinging dicks of history. Wales through time.
I don't know why it stopped. Oh, it's gone to the next one.
I love the punk pop ones. They're so good.
It's so good.
It shows how easy the punk pop scene is.
I know. Just to fucking rattle out some lyrics. I got another one here as well. Let me get the lyrics up first. It's a bad TV themed one. It's not quite accurate because it doesn't... It makes it out like he's a drinker. But I didn't say any of these lyrics at all.
I set sail on the open sea, where the waves crash and scream by TV. The pirate king, he's the captain of his dream, with his crew of renegades. They plunder, they prevail. Marty's got the swagger, he's got the wind in his sail. He crafted the pirate code.
I think it actually fucking bangs.
It's class. It's like a Rob Zombie kind of pop song.
I love when it goes Pirate Side for me, and I just love when they go Bar TV.
This would be played at Metros.
Oh yeah. Just like loops around them, like sometimes they get through the lyrics in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Like
these are class.
So I could definitely
I don't know if any of them, well maybe we should set a competition for where we actually do intro songs, so we'll do that for the next one. We'll say pick an intro song and we'll let the Patreon pick what the intro song is.
Oh, I did this one as well. I don't know. I don't think I've even downloaded it because I didn't think it was that good. But maybe you'll like it. It's about the Battle of Bryn Glas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a rock sort of thing. And I just did that. My prompt was anthemic new metal song about the Welsh victory at the Battle of Bryn Glas. I had to spell it different so it would do it right. Reference the English defeat, Welsh arrows raining down, and the steep hillside. I don't know if this is going to sound that great on your end now, but...
Arrows pierce the sky, raining down like fire beneath the blood-stained sun. A vengeance shall transpire. Welsh hearts ignite with fury. We advance on the steep hillside. We'll make the English dance.
Make the English
dance. That's good.
Underestimated us all.
Had to put a lot of syllables in there.
Yeah, it's a... You know what? It's not the best, the most accurate.
Well, what's that kind of music called? That's not really pop punk, is it? That's like a...
That's like new... Oh, I put in anthemic new metal, because you can put in whatever you like in the thing. So I put in anthemic new metal. What was your favourite of that? I feel like you enjoyed the Salt King quite
Salt
a lot.
King, definitely. I've still got a few more, but maybe we should leave them. I got a flamenco one, an 80s pop ballad.
I mean, that sounds great.
I got an operatic one. maybe we'll save them, should we, because we're at half hour.
I think we'll probably do a proper episode on this as well, not just a Patreon one. We'll do like a maybe
I was thinking
on,
maybe
on
we could release
channel.
This one I think we could release this oh, one as a tester like... for people will come out like to that. The Patreon gang, and they'll come out to the Patreon gang first, and then we'll drop it as a taster. How does that sound?
Yeah brilliant.
Okay, but Patreon gang, we need you to pick, so please comment on this one, saying what your favourite ones were. And then we'll do a... I think we'll refine them a little bit and then come back with another one.
We'll put...
And if you guys have any, send us whatever you make up as well.
Definitely. We'll put the lyric... it's not the lyrics, the links for the songs in as well. If you want to download them, I don't pretend to think that they're so good you want to download and listen to them. But I happen to think that a couple of those we played tonight are fucking bangers. So...
Yes, very true. Well, thank you so much, guys. We love you an awful lot, especially the Patreon boys and girls.
Absolutely.
Over the free riding scumbag. No, if this is going out live, we can't say that. I mean, we love you all. Diolch yn grando. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you in the next time. Ta-da.
Ta-da.